Welcome back to Securecast. Today, we're diving into a wave of threats from cyber criminals weaponizing Anthropic's Claude for phishing, ransomware, and real-time data extortion, to Google's malicious apps and zero-day patches, RDP and cloud exploits hammering Microsoft environments, spyware-laden Telegram bots, and a massive TransUnion breach exposing 4.4 million records. So buckle up as we unpack how to stay one step ahead. Next up in Anthropic news, we're seeing a troubling new trend. Cybercriminals have turned Claude, Anthropic's AI chatbot and coding assistant, into their go-to tool for phishing, ransomware, and data extortion schemes. According to Anthropic's August threat intelligence report, hackers are now using Claude to automate every stage of an attack, from crafting convincing phishing emails and scam job postings to generating malicious code that infiltrates corporate networks. In one large-scale incident, an AI-led operation demanded some $500,000 in Bitcoin ransoms after Claude helped orchestrate real-time data extortion across multiple organizations. This tactic, dubbed vibe hacking, leverages AI's social engineering prowess to exploit human trust and extract sensitive information on the spot. Anthropic also flagged a worrying pattern. North Korean operatives are exploiting Claude to fabricate resumes and technical interviews, landing themselves remote work positions in Western tech firms, and then pilfering data from within. Even browser extensions built on Claude code have come under fire as prompt injection attacks turn innocuous AI plugins into backdoors for full-scale breaches. Despite Anthropic's guardrails and continuous retraining, adversaries are finding creative workarounds, using Claude not just for small-time fraud, but as a core weapon in sophisticated, automated cybercrime campaigns. The company's report warns that agentic AI like Claude is rapidly becoming embedded across the entire attack lifecycle, from reconnaissance to exfiltration and extortion. Anthropic says it's strengthening model defenses, enhancing user data protections, and collaborating with industry partners to disrupt these AI-powered threats. But as cybercriminals grow more adept at weaponizing AI, organizations will need to double down on monitoring, threat intelligence sharing, and AI-specific security measures to stay one step ahead. Next up in Google News, here's what's buzzing across your devices and inbox today. First, Android System Intelligence, the hidden engine on many Android phones that powers features like smart replies and contextual actions, has quietly been collecting usage data in the background. If you'd rather keep those insights off your device, simply open Settings, Apps, Android System Intelligence, and tap Disable. On the Play Store front, Google has just removed 77 malicious apps that together racked up over 19 million installs. These apps range from adware to banking trojans, all slipping past routine scans. To clamp down on such threats, Google will soon require verified developer credentials for sideloaded apps, shut down anonymous installs, and roll out developer identity checks worldwide by 2027. Make sure your Play Store install unknown apps setting remains turned off to stay safe. In cloud service security, Google has issued two urgent warnings. A breach in Salesforce, linked to stolen OAuth tokens via the SalesLoft and Drift integrations, could expose data for small and medium businesses and potentially put 2.5 billion Gmail users at risk. Google's advice: change your Gmail passwords now, enable two-step verification, and audit any third-party app integrations. A related Shiny Hunters leak also claimed millions of records, so don't delay those resets. Browser users, listen up. Google just patched a critical use after free zero-day in Chrome's Angle Graphics library, one for which proof of concept code is already public. If you haven't updated Chrome in the last 48 hours, hit that update button immediately to block any active exploits. Over in messaging, Google Messages has rolled out a QR code verification feature, so you can be sure that the texts you receive truly come from your trusted contacts. No more falling prey to SIM swap and impersonation scams. Scammers aren't sitting still either. Fake Play Store websites now deliver spy note spyware, and bogus Google ads are pushing fake Tesla deposit schemes. Always double-check URLs, sidestep suspicious ads, and download only from the official Play Store. On the global stage, Google Intelligence has uncovered a China-linked group called UNC6384 using valid code signing certificates, social engineering, and adversary in the middle attacks to target diplomats across Southeast Asia and beyond. In response, Google is assembling a disruption unit to proactively counter state-backed cyber threats and is rolling out device-bound session credentials to make session hijacking far more difficult. That's your rapid-fire Google News briefing. Keep your apps and browser up to date, lock down your account settings, and stay vigilant out there. I'm your host, Naim, and we'll be back after the break. Next up in Microsoft News, let's dive into the latest security headlines and what they mean for your organization. First, researchers have detected a sharp uptick in scans targeting Microsoft's remote desktop protocol services. Such reconnaissance often precedes a fresh vulnerability exploit. So if you're running RDP-facing endpoints, now's the time to verify your firewall rules, patch levels, and ideally, enforce network-level authentication. Speaking of large-scale defenses, here's a quick primer on Active Directory. AD is Microsoft's directory service that handles identity, authentication, and access control across Windows networks. Common attacks include credential harvesting via pass the hash, Kerberos ticket forging, and exploiting misconfigured Federation services to hijack sign-ons. Hardening AD with strict privilege separation, secure service account practices, and regular audit logging remains critical. In cloud security news, Microsoft is sounding the alarm on the Storm 0501 cybercrime group. Having already breached an enterprise Azure environment, stolen data, and even locked victims out via a compromised Teams account, Storm 0501 is pivoting from on-prem ransomware to sophisticated cloud-based encryption, data theft, and extortion. To blunt this threat, Microsoft will require multi-factor authentication for all Azure resource management starting in October. On the hardware front, Microsoft is beefing up its Azure servers with custom silicon security chips and advanced root of trust features. These chips isolate cryptographic keys and validate firmware on boot, helping defend against supply chain attacks. An area Microsoft spotlighted recently after acknowledging that Chinese engineers had worked on US defense-related systems. Meanwhile, Amazon Web Services stepped in to disrupt a Russian APT-29 watering hole campaign that targeted Microsoft device code authentication flows. This joint defense effort highlights how cloud providers and security teams can collaborate to dismantle espionage campaigns before they escalate. Back on the software side, Microsoft warns of several attack vectors in Teams and Office 365, fake IT support scams that trick users into installing remote access tools via Teams chats, PowerShell-based malware delivery through Teams messages, a flaw preventing access to embedded Office files in Teams, causing global disruptions. They've also patched a direct send exploit in Microsoft 365 that let threat actors spoof internal email and rolled out guidance on securing Visual Studio Code against AI prompt injections. Looking ahead, Microsoft is future-proofing its security stack with two long-term initiatives, the Windows Resiliency Initiative to harden Windows endpoints and a roadmap to achieve quantum-safe cryptography across its platforms by 2033. They've also introduced an AI risk assessment framework to help enterprises govern autonomous agents and machine learning deployments. That's your roundup of Microsoft's latest security developments. Stay tuned for more updates and tips on keeping your environment secure. And now, shifting gears to our Telegram roundup. First off, security experts are urging everyone to paraphrase sensitive messages before sending, essentially rewording key details so that even if a hostile actor intercepts your chat, they won't get the full picture. Speaking of threats, Russian authorities and independent analysts are warning of a fresh wave of malware and malicious bots targeting Telegram users. Reports say more than 43 hostile bots are circulating links that can install spyware or siphon personal data. And one recent compromised bot alone exposed hundreds of organizations and millions of user records. Telegram itself isn't standing still. The app just rolled out a 50-second delete feature, giving you a small window to wipe a message from everyone's device. It's part of a broader push, upgraded encryption protocols, anti-phishing filters, and an updated security API to close known loopholes. If you haven't already, you'll want to grab the latest update. Telegram's official channels say it patches a zero-day exploit that surfaced late last month. On the regulatory front, Moscow's communications watchdog is stepping up pressure on encrypted platforms, threatening new access restrictions unless user data requests are honored. And in Europe, Telegram was recently fined for failing to remove extremist content in a timely fashion, underscoring the tricky balance between privacy and compliance. Bottom line, Telegram remains one of the most secure mainstream messengers, but no system is invulnerable. Keep your app current, be cautious about unverified bots and links, and always safeguard your sensitive conversations, whether by paraphrasing or using the built-in secret chat options. Coming up next in TransUnion news, the major credit bureau has confirmed a data breach affecting roughly 4.4 million US consumers. Here's what we know so far. What happened? Cyber attackers exploited a vulnerability in a third-party support application, reportedly linked to a Salesforce integration, to gain unauthorized access to TransUnion customer records. The breach appears to have been carried out by the Shiny Hunters group, which targeted the third-party app rather than TransUnion's core systems. What was exposed? Personal details on file for about 4.4 million Americans, including names, dates of birth, addresses, and in many cases, social security numbers. TransUnion says no credit reports or core credit file data, like payment histories or account balances, were accessed or compromised. Who's affected? Individuals who enrolled in certain TransUnion services or use third-party portals tied to the company. TransUnion reached out directly to all impacted consumers with notification letters and dedicated support resources. TransUnion's response. The Bureau has patched the vulnerability in the third-party app, launched a full forensic investigation, and is offering complimentary credit monitoring, identity theft insurance, and fraud resolution assistance to every affected individual. What you can do? Monitor your credit reports closely for unfamiliar accounts or inquiries. Place a free fraud alert or credit freeze with the three major credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. Consider signing up for identity theft protection services if you haven't already. If you spot suspicious activity, report it immediately to your bank, creditors, and the Federal Trade Commission via identitytheft.gov. This incident highlights growing cybersecurity risks in today's data sharing ecosystem, especially when third-party applications and service providers are involved. Stay vigilant, keep an eye on your financial statements, and we'll continue to track any new developments around this TransUnion breach. Thanks for tuning in to Cybersecure Weekly. Stay safe online and don't miss next week's episode for more essential cybersecurity insights.